Blog Talk Radio.
Ain't no, be the realest shit I ever wrote. Be against all odds. in the studio, getting blow. The truest shit I ever spoke. Against all odds, hoping my true motherfuckers know. This be the realest shit I ever wrote. Puffy getting robbed like a bitch. To hide that fact, he did some shit he said to did, so he rides for that. And that nigga that was there with me, crap. New friends, one of them dead. Probably be murdered for the shit that I say. I bring the real, be a legend. Dream of the dead. Lord, listen to me. God don't like ugly. It was written. Hey, nah, your whole damn style is written. You heard my melody. Read about my life in the papers. All my run-ins with authorities. Felonious capers. Say you want to live my life. So what's a house tonight? Niggas that don't rhyme right. You see too many movies. Load them up against the wall. Close his eyes. Since you lie, you die. Goodbye. Let the real live niggas hear the truth for me. And what would you do if you was me, nigga? Against all odds, hoping my true motherfuckers know. Be the realest shit I ever wrote. Against all odds, up in the studio getting blowed. The truest shit I ever spoke. Against all odds, hoping my true motherfuckers know. Be the realest shit I ever wrote. Against all odds, up in the studio getting blowed. The truest shit I ever spoke. Against all odds.
My God, to my true thug niggas. So my niggas that die in the line of duty.
Driving black boots stomping, yes, I'm that kind of nigga. Brother J, what you say? Brother J, what you say? Brother J, what you say? Brother J, what you say?
Yeah, I'm just a pro black nigga and I'm doing this. And you can watch me, clock me to see if I continue this. In the ways of the Cali, I survive like a pimp. No jerry curls, wave perms, or crimp. The ever nappy fool setting the mood. I'll raise my fuel for my firm attitude. Walking through the streets with my war cry steer. Certain folks know what means doom when they hear. My firm black boots and no spurs attached. But let me give a second, cause I might detach ya. My black boots, if you confused. I lose my pupils in the words you choose. Provider, what's wrong, my man, what you think? Except my back, so how the hell you just tank? But front page, cause outrage. There's no gauge, cause it's time for the Mac. Tune in your radio, video, stereo, and all that to the vibes of the pro-black. It's like that as I wind up my wrist. Check out the smack of the scientific fist. On a level to the east I flow. Cause the freedom or death, there's no choice, you know. Still on the topic of the PRO. I'm on the path of herbs, fix the brother PXO.
Over and under as I progress to this. Got no time to be hanging out with humanists. Raise a flag, five to attack, the hand clutch the fist. Serving nationally comes the diss. Humanity keep us with the sweet bread eaters. Milwaukee the brutality, how can you dismiss? So, off to the road we go, you know. Follow the pro nigga flow. Off to the road, you know we go. Follow the for you and yours. Purpose agitation by way of the old court emancipation. Zoom, 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 revelation. Come as pro black dedication. The solution, revolution, evolution, the conclusion, the trigger. Please elect, but take a swigger. And if you don't get any bigger, yes, I'm that kind
of revolution, evolution, the solution. No amendments. Turn the Constitution. You check the authors, a bunch of wiggers who strategize the extension of the pro-black niggas. No, why? Cause I'm that nigga that they can't stand. They teach an African how to say black man. I remember green suits on a black mayor. I remember 9mm child players. I remember all the times that you call me an animal. But in Milwaukee, there's a cannibal. Check it. Some of the things that you just don't figure, cause it gets a lot blacker and a whole lot bigger. No matter nice, sick, or bring your brick trigger, our nation is protected by some pro-black niggas.
Making note of some minors. I'm not talking baseball, because if I was, Brother J would be playing professional. There are 9 innings to a baseball game.
I'm on, y'all.
By the way,
I'm on,
is it humanity
I'm on,
or is it
I'm on, y'all. I'm on, y'all. Fuck you with my shotgun. Fuck you with my shotgun. Fuck you with my shotgun.
been caught for all the songs he stole.
And you put James Brown on parole.
I know the deal. You hate to see a black face.
Yeah.
With the beat.
Yeah. We are going to witness the most anticipated match in the history of professional wrestling for the heavyweight championship of the world. Are you ready? Wrestling fans, are you ready? For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world, from the capital city of the United States of America, Washington, D.C., ladies and gentlemen,
is the root of all evil, man. The things that people do for money, especially I understand, like, if you're in a desperate situation and you broke and you're trying to provide for your family, you know what I mean, or you have nowhere to live, you know what I mean. Unfortunately, we live in a society where, I mean, it's easy. We can just make more money, you know what I mean, and everybody can just live free, but things won't get done if we do that. You feel what I'm saying? Like, things ain't gonna get done because ain't nobody gonna work. You know what I mean? If money came free, won't nobody work. But money is the root of all evil, man. I really believe that shit, man. Like, the things that people would do for some fucking money, the relationships that they would give up for money, you know what I mean? The things that they would risk for money, you would be surprised. Things that people would do for money. You got some straight niggas out there that's straight as fuck. But they have sucked some fucking a dude off for money. If that was their only choice. You got people that would let another person molest their child or do something sexual to that child for money. I heard all types of stories. I heard all types of things that people are willing to do for money. Especially people that's in desperate situations. You know what I mean? But I think that a lot of the wars back in the day, a lot of the issues that we have today in our society, you know what I mean? I think that it's a result of money. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? The recession, everything. It's a result of money. A lot of the issues that we go through in our society and a lot of the problems that we have in our society is because of money. That's my honest opinion. It's because of money. Money has caused a lot of problems, man. Marriages have ended over money. Friendships have ended over money. You know, people have had family issues because of money. Money is the root of evil, man. That's why, for me personally, I'm not a money person. Never been a money person. Money don't define me. You know what I mean? Money does not buy happiness. A lot of people think that if I get some money, I'll be happy, but that's not true. Michael Jackson had a lot of money, but he had psychological issues. Whitney Houston had a lot of money, but she had psychological issues. Believe it or not, alcohol, well, it wasn't really an alcohol addiction with Whitney, but it was more of a crack and cocaine addiction that she had. You know what I mean? A drug addiction. You know what I mean? That took her out. But that's a disorder. People don't realize that alcohol and drug addictions are disorders as well. Money didn't solve her problems. Money don't buy happiness. If you insecure or had low self-esteem, you know what I mean, or other issues, and you think that money gonna resolve it, you in for a rude awakening. Because all these rich celebrities out here, man, they got money, like Floyd Mayweather, who I believe really ain't happy. I don't really think that dude happy. I think he's really insecure. I think it shows the way he brag and how conceited and cocky he can be at times. But, you know, these celebrities, Britney Spears and all these other celebrities, some of these other celebrities that had killed themselves and took their lives, money didn't solve their issues. You know what I mean? Money can help life be easier. You know what I mean? If you got the money to get a therapist, you got the money to buy a certain medication that you may need that could possibly save your life. You know, money can be beneficial. Don't get me wrong. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying that it's not the solution to all issues like people think it is. You know what I mean? People think that with money, money about happiness, and it doesn't. Because all of those internal issues that you have are still going to be there. All of those mental issues that you have are still going to be there. You know what I mean? And that's one thing that money can't solve. I don't know if some of y'all are religious, but only God above can solve those issues. Money ain't the answer for that. Money ain't the solution for that. You feel what I'm saying? But money causes a lot of problems, man. Money ruins families. It ruins friendships. It ruins good relationships. And the things that people are willing to do for money. You know what I mean? on a moral level. You know what I mean? People are willing to give up their kids for money. I mean, people will put money before that fucking child. I've seen it done. I've seen where women will have a child living with them, and a man will come into the home that had a lot of money, and the child will get into an argument, and she'll choose that fucking child, I mean, that man with that money, over that child. Huh. I've seen it done, man. It's beautiful. Look at that. It's like a dim sunny day, kind of cloudy sunny. But it's nice out today. Yeah, man, money ruins things, man. Money powerful. You know, but it doesn't buy happiness. It doesn't solve your issues. And that's not what life is all about. Life is about, you can be the happiest person without money. I've seen some of the people that don't got money, they be the happiest and the most friendliest. There's some motherfuckers that got a whole bunch of money that are some of the stingiest motherfuckers. You know what I mean? People that don't even only got a $20 bill in their pocket, be so willing to help you. They'll help you quicker than somebody that got a lot of money will. You know what I mean? People that got a lot of money, it's like they want more. You know what I mean? It's like the money makes them stingier for some reason. You know what I mean? There's a lot of times you get all that money, people got all this money, they ain't doing nothing productive with it. They ain't helping nobody. They ain't helping save lives. They ain't helping make a difference in this society. They spending that money on stupid shit. Shit that they really don't even need. I see these celebrities on some of these shows sometimes spending $100 million on a fucking ring. $100 million on the outfit. You know, or some stupid shit. A fucking watch. It's like, really? Are you serious? You know what I mean? You really want to spend that much money on that? But I'm going to bring this video to a close. Battery dying anyway. I got to get ready to go home. But it's a beautiful day out here, man. Beautiful. Y'all can't see the sun that I see. Camera's not that HD. It's a good HD camera, but it ain't all that. I got to upgrade again. But, yeah, man, don't let money ruin your life. And if you think that money is the solution to your problem, you think that having a lot of money in your pocket will make you happy,
righteous power. Welcome to the Evolutionary Broadcast, broadcasting live. The topic we run a little late. Somehow we were scheduled earlier. So I'll go on and get into tonight's topic, which is entitled Greed Equals More Than You Need. Once again, greed equals more than one needs. Before I get into that, I'll bring about the supreme energy and frequency. And swiftly and quickly, thanks and supreme praises to the supreme and grandmaster planner I missed today and working. All right. The greed. Now, note that I didn't say money. I said greed. So greed can supersede just a person with money. Greed could be, you know, a person in a relationship that wants to get all of the benefits of a relationship but don't want to give anything. Greed could be where you're not spending time with yourself because you're throwing it all to everybody else or the world. Or it could be the opposite. You could be neglecting your children by spending and hoarding all your time with yourself. Greed could also be people who overeat, or anything that they overdo beyond moderation. So when we're dealing on the perspective of greed, it's simply more than you need. You know, a drunk is greedy. He's greedy on other factors, emotionally or psychologically. Because when you're trying to drown out something, you're overly doing things. You have an emotional greed. So you take in so much more where you drown yourself. Or some people are lustful with the knowledge and whatnot. They don't want to build. They don't want to share. So it's all these things, basically, that you're non-sharing. And some people got a 100-bedroom house, 50-bedroom house, all the way down to a 2 or 3-bedroom house. But you don't want nobody else there but you. You need all of that space to yourself, even though you're just one person. So you having more than what you need. And your greed is your own inner sickness, where people who are like that, rather it be friends or family, co-workers, people don't want to be around those type. They want to get as far the hell away from you as east is the west because of that. That's the truth. Person said, with money, and how it causes all kinds of disruptions and anti-family and all kinds of things. Yeah, there's a reason why they call the police department pigs. That's not so much they're the pigs, they're the representative of the real pigs are the government structure in which the police stands for, because they protect and they magnify this capitalist society. And the prison and jail system is just one of many. Since it is a industry, we'll say prison industry now, of free labor and spending and tax dollars. You know, it's interesting, all these politicians and whatnot, But how many of them has ever once, and I mean any politician, how many of them ever has once said that this country is overspending in their prison system? They couldn't, because the prison corporation is far greater than any president. That's how you know that not only these people are puppets for these corporations, that they can't even say one word against them or they'll be done. That goes for the tobacco industry corporation. That goes for the prison industry corporation or any other major corporation of power or money, monetary power of this system and world. The absolute there. All right, Brother Ali. You ready to build on this?
Righteous peace, Supreme Being.
Righteous power.
Yeah, money, boy. Power, that dollar bill is something else. But, you know, once again, I mean, it's all mental game, you know. The power that the money has is actually an illusion, you know, the trick that's played on, the, you know, on one's mind. You know, if you remove the trick from the mind and you remove the power of the dollar in your life.
Right. And I was just talking about those prison industries, corporations. Let's see. Since we're dealing on greed, I'm going to go back. I'm going to look up the cost of each prisoner per year. And while I'm doing that, I'm going to lab on, what was the other idea I had on greed? Oh, okay, yes. Thought came back. As you were saying about the money and the illusion of behind the money, although the illusion is the control over people. That is a greed in itself that people want. It's, you know, control or control freaks are is a greed in itself. Anybody who's controlling is greedy. Because that's all any it could be someone controlling a relationship, it could be social controlling, it could be mind controlling. Just like your boy, not your boy. That nigga, Nubian man crazy, or men crazy, or crazy for men. That faggot, you know, the mind manipulation he was doing there, he got caught slipping because he was greedy. He wanted these motherfuckers to go $25 in, members start leaving, then he go up to $100. Then he want to tell them what they can, who they can watch or whose page they can follow, what they can listen to. That's a greedy motherfucker. He has no sharing, controlling. You see what I'm saying? That's greed.
Absolutely.
He didn't even need that. He probably still would have a few little members if he wasn't so fucking greedy, if he didn't have a sickness. You know, just tell me, hey, give what you can, and, you know, I'm into whatever. Or, you know, listen to whatever you want to, just make sure, you know, give some leeway. When he was running a dictatorship, nah, you can't do that. Grown-ass people, then you tell them to cut your hair off, do this, do that. He's a silly motherfucker. I mean, at least when before Dr. Yor started running too much of that dictatorship, he at least made sure he had, you know, good money flow or whatever, you know what I mean, for a few hundred members or something like that.
Right.
not like five or six people. You know.
Well, you know, they're taking the example that the great teacher laid, you know, when he first set up the nation. You know, he had the brothers, you know, get haircuts and, you know, no beards, you know, clean shaven, but it was a purpose behind that for that time. Okay, it's a total different time. We out of season now, like what you always say, brother. You know, we out of season on that. You know, that was for that time, that particular group of people, you know, because that's what they needed. you know, we're in a whole nother time now. So here they are trying to run the same scam, you know, want people to, you know, cut your hair and do this and do that. And it's just like, look, man, ain't nobody got time for that. We're in search of information and knowledge, man, not your personal bullshit about what you like and don't like and, you know, what you want to see and don't want to see. Fuck all that. You know, it has nothing to do with the truth. But, you know, of course, that's you and I on our level teaching and talking like this. You know, these idiots out here, man, that are brain dead. You know, deaf, dumb, and blind, you know, they go for the okey-doke.
Yes, sir. Let's see, I got the stats for the cost per prisoner per year. Let's see, miscellaneous is, actually, they have here, total cost it costs an average of about $47,000 per year to incarcerate an inmate in prison in California. And you know, California has the biggest, most overly populated prison. So it's $944 for academic education per year, $354 for vocational training, $170 for clothes per year, $70 for religious activities, inmate activities, $439. Food to feed an inmate per year is $1,475. Faculty operations, that costs more. That's maintenance and utilities is $4,503. Per year for an inmate. Reception, testing, assignments, $261. Transportation, $18. Dental, you think they ain't got no dental. Although their dental, I guess they can get a cleaning or see the dentist once a month or something, get a regular dental thing, you know. That's $748 a year for dental. Pharmaceuticals, a lot of them niggas take medications and different things. That's $998 per year. Psychiatric services, $1,928 a year. Medicare, $8,768 per year, just a Medicare, medical. This is the most costly of them all. Security. For the security, and that's possibly the hourly salary of the prison guards and different things, per year, per inmate, the cost for that. And this might not be really what the cost is. Because when you deal with him, that's like saying, you know, it's an apartment that costs $700 a month to stay there. But if you like Mexicans and you got like 10 people in there, then that's not really what the cost is for the people that's living there. You see what I'm saying? So this is a prison faculty. So they're saying security for one inmate is $19,663 per year. Wow. When one guard, or rather if it's the cell itself, you know, security is done by, actually that's not security. Security can only be the guard. Yeah, the guard, you know, he oversees everybody in the prison, not just one inmate. In other words, they don't have one guard to one inmate. They might have one cell. They don't even have one cell to one inmate. And that don't cost no, that's just open and close, you know what I mean? So that's not where that's coming from. That would go in under electricity. Not electricity. What's the thing I said a minute ago? I forgot what I said. Let's go back so I can remember it. Yeah, that would go under administrative. Yeah, faculty operations. And that's already a cost. That's utilities. $4,503 a year. Now, talking about greed here. How many inmates are in, let's see, the average prison? That's what we're going to look up next. And we can do the math. This person here, this article, it talks about the cost of prisons and the maximum security is $33,000. California must be really running up the tab. And meanwhile, this is out of you all. This is what you good Americans, this is what you pay taxes for. And you can't open your mouth. Just like I said, not one politician or president or candidate to be president has ever spoke, well, we're going to cut down on prison spending. They may have talked about immigration. They may have talked about this and that. Because they know if they talk about this prison industry, they might get their mouth, their throats cut out, their tongue cut out their mouth.
Right. You know,
what's that?
You know, another point too, brother, is that I think that a lot of people fail, will really miss, and may not fail to realize, but just miss along the way, is that, you know, with the privatization now of prison across America, you know, they're privately owned now, which means they're corporate owned, they're corporations. They don't have to abide by the same codes and regulations that state and federally run prison systems do. It's a whole other ball game because they operate, you know, under a whole other set of laws and rules being corporate run. Those are corporate laws, corporate rules now. So that also, so what I'm saying is that by them operating under, you know, rules and laws that are outside of state and federal, then that means that they have the right to do genetic experimentation, pharmaceutical experimentation. They have the right to basically do whatever the fuck they want to do to the prisoners in there. They can pimp them out, really, if they really wanted to.
They go under the 13th Amendment, which is, you know, really where they lose. It's really the slavery amendment, they say. The 13th Amendment, where they can do whatever the fuck
right.
they want to do with you, you know. So that's,
and that's on the state and federal. You know, that 13th Amendment covers state and federal. You know what I'm saying? They can just, you know, according to the, you know, the law, they can put you in virtual slavery under the 13th Amendment. You know what I'm saying? But even with the corporations, that's what I'm saying, with the corporations, they can take it beyond that. It's beyond slavery. We're getting ready to make guinea pigs out you niggas. We're getting ready to fuck with your gene, your DNA, man. We want to experiment and see what in the fuck we come up with. That kind of sick shit. That Dr. Frankenstein stuff. Shit, I'd rather be out there on the chain gang, man, busting rocks than be in somebody's experimental guinea pig.
Yeah. That's what it does. All right, I just times. They said in the prisons is $2.3 million people in prison. Now, I have different prices now. California says it costs $49 million. Some places said $36 million. So I just gave $30,000. And I times $2.3 million times $30,000. That equals $69 billion a year. That's what that equals. That's how much is in the prison industry. How much money's in there? $69 billion a year. That's down there more than the dope game, huh?
Hell yeah. Shit. I sell dope. Why sell dope when you can sell human body?
Right. You can't get busted for that. That's something that's
right.
not illegal, or at least as of yet. You know, that's a green light. Like I said, the politicians don't even fuck with that. That's like talking about the tobacco industry saying, you know, well, tobacco is killing people, killing folks, which it is. So say, we're going to get rid. Any politician said, we're going to get America healthy and, you know, we're going to, you know, stop, you know, get people away from smoking and stop the tobacco industry and all that, or the firearm, you know, the, they call it Rifle Association. Well, they keep talking, throwing little shots at them every now and then. They'll probably end up messing with them for anything, but only to disarm the public on a little martial law agenda, whatever they plan, or just, you know, just control. That's another thing with control, is the guns. That's a big industry right there. That they make billions and billions also as well, the gun industry.
Supreme. You know what's really interesting too, when you spoke about the tobacco industry, let me show you how, you know, how slick these devils are, man. You know, over the past few, you know, well, not maybe not recently, let's say about the last 15-20 years, it really has been a push in America, you know, about, you know, no smoking. A lot of places like in California, you can't smoke in certain parking lots. Even not only do you have to go outside the building, you have to go off the property to smoke, you know. I mean, so they've really been doing this. But what's really interesting is that the tobacco industry is like, okay, the people want us to slow down, so what we're going to do is they change the game up. All of a sudden, you started seeing these hookah bars jumping up everywhere. Every city, you can find a hookah bar now. And now in the people's minds, it's like, well, you know, these aren't cigarettes. It's just flavored tobacco. It's different types of little flavored tobacco you smoke, you know, in the pipe. You know, it's not cigarettes. But it's the tobacco industry's new game. They just flipped it into something different. Since you were putting pressure on them on one end of things, oh, you're going to mess with me on my little packs of cigarettes? No problem. I'll just open up a bunch of hookah bars everywhere and just throw everybody off the scent. You're still smoking my bullshit, and I'm still making the money. Slick, man. Real slick.
Definitely. Well, next up, the greed, the most greediest motherfuckers. You know, also, or the slick greedy bastards are the preachers. You know, the pulpit pimps.
You still there, brother Frank?
I think that was a bagging thing back then, so I called them pulpit pimps. Although, those have been the greatest pimps, though, actually, because they can put a nigga or a hose mine in space.
If you can hear me, Supreme, you must be on mute or something, brother, because you're not coming through.
What's that? Hold on. Okay. No, I'm not on mute. You can't hear me? That's weird. Anyways, I should still be coming through. Although, as I was saying, see Giglord in there.
Can you hear me, Spring?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
I was saying the pulpit pimps, the preachers, you know what I'm saying? You know, this is a cold game, man, where, you know, they pimp religion and shit, you know what I mean? Where they can put my, you know, a pimp puts a hoe's mind in space, or he's got to tell her a new lie or keep her confused, you know what I'm saying? Keep her off balance every day. These clowns, they got a whole doctrine where they just, you know what I mean, lace and get paid by clowns, you know what I mean, by male and female, you know what I'm saying? Pull up in their caddy and don't say nothing because it came from the Jesus space daddy, you know what I mean? Roll, you know, they have, you know, $1,000 threads and shit, you know what I mean? Just pimped out. And all they say, you know, a pimp will tell a hoe, like, you know what I'm saying, well, hey, daddy's supposed to roll like this. You know, all what a preacher tells them is, you know, Jesus want me to roll like this. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So let's get on the pulpit pimps now. Hold on. That's the coldest. That's the most coldest game there.
You ain't giving a blessing none to work with. You ain't giving the blessing nothing to multiply. You sitting up here talking about, oh Lord, I need $100,000. Hey, by next week, eek up a
I felt 50,000, right? Hey, that go 30. Shot top 20.
That ain't how it happens. That's not how it happens. You're not giving the blessing anything to multiply. You're just gonna take the involvement of money so it can be multiplied. It's not going to happen. Listen, I hate to disappoint you, but listen, folks, everything else is a fantasy. It's not falling out of heaven. God's not raining money out of heaven. It's not going to happen. You're going to have to get involved with your money. You're going to have to get involved with your money. We run around the front, and we do all kinds of little ballet stuff. Woo! Praise you, Lord! Woo! Woo! And then I say, you got to get some money.
Instead of feeling like, well, bless God, I tell you what, every time I look around, they're talking about money.
Well, as soon as you get some, we don't have to talk about it no more.
Somebody said, oh, I didn't come here because I want to hear about money. I came here because I need some peace. Well, honey, you need some money or you ain't going to never know no peace. So tonight, I want to talk to you about the relationship between money and peace. I've heard people say, it's not about money, it's about peace, and it's about joy, and it's about love. It's about money. I'm already wealthy. I'm loaded. I got more than enough. I'm a blessed man. I didn't come here to get something from you. I didn't ride here on Delta. I rode here on my own airplane. You understand what I'm saying?
I walk on this money. I'll tell you what, you put something up here. I'm put this anointing on this money, man. Get some anointing. You put something up here.
All right.
That is ridiculous.
What did he say? He said, I'm going to teach you about the, the relation between money and peace. There's nothing wrong with it. You got to have some money in your pocket. And it's, well, we're not, you know, the greed and capitalism we're having, like he talking about Billy. We ain't living, you know, I'm at great peace. I'm not in no mansion and all that other shit. You know what I'm saying? Neither are you.
Right.
How does money bring peace? There's people in mansions right now is crazy, you know what I mean, worrying about their money. You know. But I say more money, more problems.
That's right, that's true. Less money, more peace. When you got the righteous mind.
Because first somebody might say, well man, that's some point to that. Which is it is some truth to that, even though that was a crazy ass lie, there is some truth. Because if you broke as fuck and you know, you living in the ghetto or Skid Row somewhere, you know what I mean? You might need a little ends to, you know, put yourself in a safer, in this world, in a safer environment, you know what I'm saying? Or a less hellish, negative state. Although what he's saying, you know, he's a damn millionaire. I think he said he traveled there on his own jet or his own, so he wanted another damn jet. He like, hi. I don't need. He said, I don't need no more Bentleys and Cadillac. You know, Cadillac to him is, that's some low shit. He about, you know, a Rolls Royce or something like that. You know, I mean, he probably don't even roll in no fucking Cadillac. That's probably like a damn Chevrolet to him, or a Ford.
Hey Supreme, if you ever get a chance, brother. You go on YouTube, man, look up Bill Maher, that movie he did, that documentary he did called Religious. And in there, he did an interview with a black Christian minister. I think his name is Benjamin Cummings. He was in the Nation of Islam. Now he's a Christian minister, but he looks and talks and acts just like Farrakhan. He got the hair parted just like Farrakhan. He wears the glasses. him. Even the way, just the way he looks, he mimics Farrakhan, you know. But he's sitting there, man, bragging about his shoes and his suits and his jewelry, man. How he deserves these nice things. It was a trip, man. I was sitting there listening to this shit, like, man, damn, this nigga pimping for real. He ain't telling everybody he pimping.
Well, that's exactly when people say that shit in the name of God, they miss the lines. That's exactly what the pimp tell the hoes. The daddy's supposed to look good. You know what I'm saying? You want the best for daddy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's the same damn game. I'm thinking they ain't saying daddy. They saying, like I said, the space daddy. Jesus. Jesus wanted... Even though, what they say, Jesus was a carpenter. Jesus' name. They can't find nowhere in the Bible where Jesus was rolling like that. You know.
Yeah, no, that's the weird thing about it. Even though the whole Jesus thing is more fairy tale shit, but they don't even follow the fairy tale example. You know, they're not even willing to do that much. They don't want to live meek and humble, you know. They want to be boisterous, man, and flamboyant.
Well, I couldn't find that, but we'll see what we got something on the, what's that, Mormon religion. I couldn't find what you were talking about.
Man. That Benjamin Cummings. It's in that movie. It's in the documentary, Religion. Let's shoot after him. Look at it, man, and find it in there. Not by the computer, otherwise I'd play it. It's Mormon religion is even crazier, man.
Thank you. That was helpful. You're the new kid on the block, and all the good crazy has already been picked over, so you kind of have to up the ante. Oh. God damn it. Not while I'm in the middle of it.
Yeah, they want to.
We do have it. I mean,
boy, a lot of people came out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
Well, they all look like more.
So, did you guys get anybody from the church to talk to?
Well, if you count getting thrown off the property to talk to,
probably better.
We'd like you to meet the Mormons.
In the founding scriptures, you open up the Doctrine and Covenants, you read the autobiography of Joseph Smith. He quotes Jesus Christ as telling him that every other creed on earth is quote, an abomination.
Mm-hmm.
An abomination. I mean, that's not a very ecumenical statement. I mean, you're talking about things that I think at some level you sense just do not make sense.
I'm glad you said that, because I read some of the tenets of Mormonism, like God lives on a planet near the star Kolob.
God the Father, who's a physical man with a body of flesh and bones, probably about 6 feet tall, lives on a place called Kolob, had sexual relations with Mary. Remember, he's a man.
Jesus Christ was conceived by God the Father, having actual sex with Mary. Dark skin is a curse from God, but if you're sufficiently righteous, a dark-skinned person can become light-skinned.
According to the Book of Mormon, after his resurrection, Jesus came to the Americas to preach to the Indians.
That American Indians are actually a lost tribe of Israel.
They're lost Jews.
No, Zeit nicht mehr sugar.
And also the idea that Christianity is American, I think, is an amazing entitlement to a people who are always trying to meld God and country.
The Garden of Eden was in Missouri, according to Mormonism.
Right.
And the New Jerusalem will be there.
Mm-hmm. Branson, I'm hoping. I've also heard that the Mormon Church baptizes dead people.
Can be baptized for about 50 people, 100 people that have died. And so you just get dunked about 50, 100 times. That's baptism for the dead.
Caffeine is evil. That magic underwear can protect you. And that you need a secret password to get into heaven.
Everyone must stand at the final judgment before Joseph Smith, Jesus, and Elohim. This isn't an easy religion.
Why do you think it is that so few people do what you have done and leave the church?
The moment you acknowledge to yourself that Joseph Smith
right.
did not tell the truth about his experiences and his achievements, He just committed social suicide.
All right. Yeah, man, that's a hell of a pimp word. You tell your flock that everybody else is an abomination but you.
Right.
Especially you can't prove it. Well, it's like, you know, the wise or the conscious or the, you know, the gods, we know everybody's, you know, fucked up in the head psychologically based on, you know, knowledge and mathematics, you know what I'm saying? That, you know, on their actions based on how they think, based on, you know, how they live, how they eat, you know, what they feed in their mind. Although this is just some straight religious shit, you know, based on a dude that, a white boy that made up, you know, religion that, you know, only white people go to this fictitious heaven and, what else say, niggas, slaves, or something he said was kind of Masonic or Gaysonic there. He said you need a secret password to get to heaven. So that's what these clouds go into, you know. So it's interesting. Very interesting.
It's crazy. Plus the dude that made the religion up, Joseph Smith, you know, prior to him claiming to be a prophet, you know, or meeting an angel called Moroni, that's what he claimed. He was a con man. He had been in and out of jail for running snake oil. Back then they were called snake oil salesmen. He was a slickster, you know, doing some slick shit, a con man. And eventually someone shot and killed him because of that. You know, they caught up with his ass and killed him.
And last night we were talking about white boys couldn't be pimps. Maybe not street pimps. You know, because you got to be pretty skulled. You know, that's a straight skull game. Although corporate pimping or mental pimping, he's the greatest pimp. You know what I mean? He ain't got to sell no hoes in the corner. All he do is legalize a strip club. He can make his dough and pay his hoes, you know?
That's right.
That's pimping there, where you can pay your hoes good and you make your money. You know what I mean?
That's right. You know?
And he ain't got to run no head game. You know what I mean? He just hire and fire whoever he want. Like that white boy's gonna sleep with him, every damn thing else. Pimping motherfuckers at the pump. That could be a... Back when Bush was on, that was a cold pimp game. Because you know your hoes. You know everybody's got to go and be a hoe to the gas pump if they gonna, you know, if they don't feel like walking. You know what I mean? So it's like, you going to walk,
right,
bitch, if you don't pay this high, you know, fuel. So that's some cold pimping.
Yeah. Sure. Well, I got a mountain bike.
Pimping. You got to pay for some shit you can't even vote on. You know, type of shit they can't even vote on. Prison industry and all this other stuff that they're taxed for. They're taxing for schools and shit. And they still charging for paper and pencil. In other words, the students got to buy their own paper and pencil supply, yet they claiming that they getting, you know, tax paying for the school, or they, you know, getting money for schooling through taxes of the state. So it's some crazy shit. You know, I remember the lotto game when that first came out, because they still having a Mega Millions here and there. You know, here and there, they got a $500 million jackpot. You know what I mean? And all kinds of motherfuckers start buying tickets. You know? They originally started saying, you know, that a portion of the proceeds was going to go toward education and all this bullshit. And the teachers,
right,
none of them ain't seen any of that money. So...
Yeah, it's a cold game they're running out here. They are pimping, brother, on the corporate level, on a higher level. They're getting it off.
He's quiet with his shit. Yeah, nigga get all flashy and get jewels and Cadillacs. The white boy, like, what's his name? Buffer. That billionaire Buffer. He's still living in his old-ass house he bought in 1940-something. That he paid, you know, $40,000, $50,000 for. He still lived there. But he's a billionaire.
Yeah. And you got to play the game smart out here. You know, I mean, you know, you were earlier, like you said, brother, you had a good point. You know, it would be easy to disagree with it, but actually at its root is very true, man. You know, you do have to have money to some degree. You know, in this world, I don't give a damn how righteous or how much mathematics and science you claim or how much of a god you say you are. Unfortunately, Mr. and Mrs. God, you still exist in the devil's world, so you're going to have to play the game to some degree or another. We all do. You know, what we just have to do is smart, you know. You know, don't play the bank's mortgage games, you know. Go down there and catch some shares, the sheriff auctions in these cities. You know, get you a $1,000, $2,000 house and just roll up your sleeves and put the elbow grease in and fix it up. You know, and make it what you want it to be. Just like when they started playing these gasoline games when George Bush started that shit when he was president. I mean, I refused to do it. I ain't doing it. You know, I got rid of it. I sold my car. I got a pickup truck. You know what I'm saying? I didn't get no little pretty-ass pickup truck either. I got me just a regular little work truck so it can make me some money. So if I do got to put some gas in this, you best believe that it's going to move, it's moving to make money. I don't need no car. I got a mountain bike, you know what I'm saying, and my truck. I'm good.
That damn devil, man. When I think somebody asked him about the high gas prices, he said, he said, don't buy them, don't spend. That's like saying the food is so high, but don't eat that. He was just straight cold with it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He was like, fuck it, don't eat.
Because the devil knows that, because he knows what we know, brother. He knows that there's an option. There's always a choice in this world. He knows this. He can't operate his world outside of choice. That's, you know, it's universal. You can't do it. You know? He has to bow to choice's damn self. And he knows at the root of it that these motherfuckers are so damn brainwashed and so programmed. They don't even understand that they have a choice. They could just tell me to go fuck myself and go plant their own foods, create their own communities, and they would never mess with me again if they had enough sense in their head. But they don't have that kind of sense, so I can capitalize off that, you know, off their manipulation.
Definitely.
I mean, there's no reason, brother. Like out there where you at in Kansas City, you know what I'm saying, or you know. Well, that's Missouri, but even in Missouri, the state of Kansas, whatever, I mean, there's areas where there's still a lot of land. There's a lot of white folks out there, old white people, that are just sitting on land, they ain't doing shit with it. There's weeds and shit overgrown everywhere. And that land can be acquired. And small, little, individual communities could get started there. You could start your own farming and gardening there. You know, learn how to create your own power source that'll keep that little community going. So you can tell your electric company to kiss your ass. I don't need you out here. You know what I'm saying? We need you to run no wires out here. We got that covered. You know, but it takes a little bit of paper. Like you said, we got to have a little bit of money, you know, to do these things. And we have to be willing to unite and pull our money together. We have to trust one another enough to pull together to do these things.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm willing, you know, if I can get down with somebody that, you know, is willing to pull some money together.
It's going to take a lot more than that, you know, than just the money. Yeah, it's going to take practically the removal or the overthrowing the empowerment of the devil. Because best believe he be coming. You know, he didn't just leave the Indians alone. He just leave Dr. York's ass alone. Anybody else just left them alone. You know what I mean? He ain't going to just say, oh, okay, well, y'all tell me to go fuck myself. You know, you got your own land. And it's, okay, this is what I'm going to do. Since you in my fucking country, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make, you know, sign this bill or whatever, such a thing, saying that, you know, it's illegal for you to grow your own food. In other words, you still got to play his game. He's still going to be fucking with you.
Oh, yeah.
There's never
a
time the devil just going to stop, like I say, you know, not being the devil, you know what I mean? If his nature is to bark like a dog, you know, the dog ain't going to just stop barking just because you put a muzzle over him. You just probably can't hear him as clearly, but the dog's going to be a dog. You know,
but so, by me being half a, by me being half original. It's just, you know, it's just in me by nature, man, to challenge this motherfucker because I'm half him anyway, you know, and I know how weak and cowardly he is. And I'm like, fuck it, man, let's call his bluff. I'll put the shit up out there. Come on out here and do what the fuck you're going to do. You know what I'm saying? We're going to do it anyway. And then if you do come out here and whatever you come up with, we God enough. I am. You know what I'm saying? I know you are too. You know, and bold enough to just rework it and do it another way in your face. Fuck it. At this point, I'm at that. You got to be at that fucking, at this stage of the game. Because, you know, it's sick out here, brother. We don't have no other options, man. He's, you know, I mean, everybody's, you know, just, like what you said with the gardening, you know, creating laws saying it's against the law to garden. Of course, why would you do that? Because I want you going to my Whole Foods. I want you going to these grocery stores where I got the fucked up shit for you. I don't want you eating good, clean shit. Come and get this fuck. I'm sick of that, brother. We should all be tired of that.
Oh, certainly. I mean, it can go beyond that, you know. People still wondering about, you know, shit in the air, the chemtrails or whatever, the effects of with the water when it comes down, you know. Nobody never completely knows on, you know, the type of acid waters and shit and what's exactly in that shit, you know. So he can fuck with things just like that, I mean, or air, you know, as long as he has, in other words, you're going to have to do, we have to deal with them. You know, anybody who thinks they could just with the devil still being here on the planet, where you could just totally, you know, annihilate him with him still being here in existence, you know, or in power. Even though, like we were saying earlier, a lot of his empowerment is illusion or delusional. Although at the same time, because it's still illusion or delusional, it's still, to most people, an empowerment. Just like I was saying about the police, you know, they're not so much the pigs. The pigs are really who they represent. They're the greedy ass, selfish and filthy government. You know, they're the pigs they're the little piggies, or the little piglets that do the bidding or the dirty work for them. And people don't see that. If he said a cop is he's a pig because he's what he represents, although, you know, if he said a cop, you know, they're looking at him like he's the pig, you know, they never understand how's the cop a pig and he makes 40, 50 grand a year. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's the motherfuckers that when he has a quota of how many tickets he needs to get, not that they give a shit about people's safety or whatever, they about getting tickets and, you know, that money going toward the state. That's raising money for the state officials and, let's say, the lobbyists and these superintendents and all these people, you know, and their mistresses and all. So they show how they can get money out the budget, you know, scot-free. Matter of fact, I think it was called in that movie Broken Something with Russell Crowe or something, where he was belaying the mayor, and he was so-called investing billions of dollars of the city's money, but because he had control over, you know, the business decisions, you know, he was doing all kinds of other side shit with the money. When people have the power of that stuff, they easily can do that. Presidents, too. They make side deals. They talk about Bill Clinton, how he used to make side deals all the time with China and other, you know, countries and whatnot. So that's how they can do. That's what they do. You know? Let's see. But, yeah, and this greed thing, man. on this greed thing. These elite devils really have more than what they can chew. He says, not so much the money, it's really the greed of power. The greed of controlling, the greed of these so-called laws and shit is all control. It has nothing to do with money. We're, like you're saying, growing your own food and people's guns and people's, you know, so-called rights or whatever. You know, it has to do with the greed for power, the greed for controlling foods. You know, telling you what you, what you can and can't do. When they don't need to, you know. I mean, look at all the greedy-ass power they have over people. What people can say, what they can do, where they can go, what choice they have. I don't care if it's turning on their television, they don't have no choice of what's there to watch. You know, if they say they don't want to watch faggotry, then, you know what I mean, that's not going to go too far in this society. Because the faggots got the control. So, it's to them, it's about the greed for control. Like I said, they don't have to. They got enough control of mugs as it is. They still want more because the greed is an inner disease. Really, the only thing that can cure the inner disease of greed is godliness. It comes from the ill lack of godliness or righteousness. You know, not math and science, because math and science can be used even for negativity. That's just the formula of creation. Some people, the devil uses it. He knows a degree of it. Now, to get to the fullness of math and science, you got to be right and exact on everything. Although, the trichnology of it, when I say, like, for example, where you got health food stores and things like that in rich neighborhoods, but in the poor, now that's math to eat right or to have the best of foods or the best of things even in this world. So that's math to him, although by him using it against the Negro, he puts a, you know, a little Safeway or Lucky's or Price Chopper or Ralph's or whatever the hell store there in a Negro's neighborhood. Actually, niggas don't even have that. They got to go way across town to Walmart or something. You know, he got a little he got a little high ass Arab convenience stores, and they never most of them when they do their shopping. Niggas are too lazy, too stupid to go down and, you know, go grocery shopping. So a lot of niggas that can't even think that far, they sitting there, you know, if the place takes food stamps, or I guess what they call EBT now. They keep changing it so much I can't even keep up with it. You know, as long as they can take their EBT cards at the convenience store, which they do, you know, niggas be sitting there spending. I remember I went in there one time to get some gas, man. I happened to glance at a pack of Top Ramen. That just says 75. Because everybody know, you know, you see Top Ramen, you see it when they first came out, you see 5 cents a pack.
Right.
You know what I mean? Packing Top Ramen noodles for 75 cents a pack, plus tax. It was probably down there at damn dollar. Plus tax. I was like, damn, they ain't got nothing. And niggas be paying. They went out there. They wasn't paying it. First thing I say, man, let's take advantage of these dumbass niggas, man. You overcharge. They shit. They already know niggas gonna buy it. And the Arab motherfucker, he ain't got no conscience. You talk about greed.
None. I was just getting ready to say, man, those Arabs, those air grocery stores, particularly the ones that are like, you know, little half-ass grocery stores where they have like a little half-ass meat department. Man, they're taking brown meat and they're adding that red dye. I mean, they use a heavy red dye on them brown meat to make it look fresh and shit. You know what I'm saying? Them hairs are dirty, man. They'll use rotten meat. They don't give a fuck.
Them bastards will go and steal and sell pork and do all kinds of shit to niggas. You know, fuck they. And go to Juma prayer, go to mosque, go to the masjid afterwards. Prayer.
Yep. Sure do.
You know what I mean? That's a foul person.
Wow.
Very foul.
Dude, they're dirty, man. You're right. They do. I watched them, man. They sit there, you know, because I know here, I know about Kansas City, how they do it. But here, man, you know, it's called the hookup. When you go in there, you get the little glass stem, man. But inside, you know how they sell the little tiny roses inside a little glass tube? They're real tiny, man. You can buy them. They're usually sitting on the counters and shit. Well, those are actually crack stems, man. They sell those, man. Plus, they sell a ball of choy, you know, the little steel wool, you know, and then you get the lighter. You know, and that's all the hookup. I think it's like $4, something like that. It's $4 or $5 instead of the crackhead. They sell you all the little, everything but the crack, the chore, the steel wool, and the lighter. You just got to go cop the crack, and usually one of those dudes is standing right outside the store.
Damn, that's crazy. It must be kids night out, huh? Somebody's doing the numb, yeah.
Shut up, you old fuck!
The hell you
man,
say,
that's
clown?
How you know. That's how you know you're teaching the truth,
man,
you bring the devils out.
Ass, boy.
You bring the demons out.
You're a fucking demon and you're old. Shut up!
Thank you know, see? That's one of Nubin's people. That's either Nubin himself or one of his people.
Y'all some bitch clowns. You know.
You're the devil, you're the devil, you're the devil, you're evil, you're the devil, you're the fucking...
Little faggot. You sound like a girl sound like a boy, or a boy sound like a girl. Either way, you sound fucked up. He sound confused, like he don't know if he a male or female, and she don't know if she's a she-male or not. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That motherfucker sound unisex. You know what I mean? He sound like both a boy and a girl.
The Nubis people. Fucked up niggas.
Why? Look at that boy. That sound like a he.
That's some crazy stuff right there.
You're crazy, you're crazy, you're stupid.
Is that a girl or a guy? What the hell is that? That's not like both set unisex.
One lousy question, and I'll shut the fuck up for the rest of the night. What do you think is...
I don't care about your fucking question!
Oh, no. So you're on ice. You're on ice or some sort of drug we don't know about. That's okay.
You're old, dude. Shut up. You're old. Shut up. I don't care.
And
you're
a transsexual, so what the fuck? I mean, you know, I'd rather be old. I'd rather be old than be, you know, a chick with a dick. And I mean, what the fuck?
Hey, what's your gender, man? You don't even know what fucking gender you are. You sound like both a little boy. You don't sound like a man or a woman. You sound like a little ass boy or a little ass girl. You sound like between.
I'm screaming at you. This is somebody that's on crystal meth and ice, man. I mean,
he's mad because his daddy used to molest she. You know, he's probably one of them hermaphrodites and shit with a penis and a pussy. And I'm picking up like his daddy used to do some things and like stick his fingers up his butt and all that shit. You know, make him lick it off. You know, he did some ill shit to him. I can tell that shit. You know what I mean? I can clearly tell it.
When people act like that, man, when their behavior is like that, when they call in and act like that, you know they come from some real fucked up background, man. You know, they had a real bad childhood.
Yeah. My parents, you know, if their parents is because that's only a reflection of the parent. If the child is demonic as hell, that means that the parent was they did some demonic shit to them, or they was demonic as hell if they exposed them.
That's right.
You know.
That's right, brother.
So, we know what she went through. Little homo. Anyways. Looks like we're lacking,
man, you know. Yeah, I don't know, Supreme. There might be some people that are upset with you from the past, or you might have been somebody you dog, or somebody that could be just jealous, you know, because they don't possess the information and knowledge that you have, you know. I mean, it's no telling.
Well, no. I just Googled this just a little while ago.
That's all that is, because they sure like to stalk you, man. That's for damn sure. They love to stalk you.
What's wrong with some of these clowns, though? I mean, we know they had, like, childhood issues, but it seemed like it's even more in depth than that. Wow.
That's what I'm saying. It's just like Nubian, you know, when he calls in and play, him and his old gay-ass nigga following, you know? It's just like, you know, we don't agree with Nubian either, you and I. We both don't agree with Nubian. Neither one of us really care for Nubian as a person either, you know? But I don't call into his show, neither do you. We don't call in there and play with him while he's doing what he's doing with his people. Hey, man, I have respect for you. You know, that's your shit over there. I'm not going to call in and disrespect your form because, you know, he don't call in and disrespect mine. I'm not that I would allow it, but still, you know what I'm saying? So I don't do that either. You know, nor like the Donna Coleon. I don't agree with that bitch, but I don't call in and fuck with her. I just don't. I'm not in accord with that. I'm not in accord.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about, man. I'm sorry. Different conversation, man. Different conversation.
We don't call. You know, we're not in accord, so we don't call in and mess with them. We leave them to their own. But for some reason, you know, motherfuckers like Nubian and these other people, they just can't seem to think that way. They just don't know how to go their own way without acting like a fucking demon.
Now, what do you think is the number one in terms of barbecue?
Shut up, you old bitch. Your fucking conversation sucks.
When it comes to barbecue fuel, well, listen, I don't know what you eat during the summer, man. I like barbecue food a lot, man, so that's me. Well, it doesn't matter if I'm young, old, or I don't know if you're a transsexual. I don't know what the fuck you eat, but, I mean, as far as straight people are concerned.
They talk about barbecue.
Well, I'm telling you, man.
Maybe they can eat barbecue together or something. I don't know, man. That sounds like a he-she. You probably can get a date with him.
Some of these people just got some serious mental issues and they just have access to computers, unfortunately.
They need some damn access to some meds, you know what I mean?
Right.
Damn. These supposed to be grown-ass people, man. I mean, listen to this shit. Grown-ass people.
That fucking
yeah, I'm older than you, man. I'm old enough to put... if you decided to be a transsexual in my house, I'm old enough to put...
That's a damn shame. And y'all are supposed to be adults. Y'all are offending just adulthood. People that have lives that think they have lives. It might even be, you know, really what life is, you know, as far as working every day, just doing the regular average Joe shit. They are insult to even them, just the average Joes out here. Motherfuckers just bust their ass working every day, get up, you know what I mean? Just the typical slaves in this everyday today, you know.
You know, what's interesting, too, Supreme, is what I've been paying attention to, is that when you take them off of mute, I notice that they're having conversations with each other. And when you call it a blog talk, that's not possible. Because when you're on mute, you're on mute. You can't talk to nobody. You can't, especially you can't talk to someone else that's on mute. You can't talk to nobody until you're unmuted. So how can they have a conversation with somebody else off of mute unless they're already on their own form? You know, they're already on one line doing right. some calling from somewhere else.
Right. So that's the motherfuckers be on, you know, they little, you know, hookups and shit, you know. So, what does this person say? It's disrespectful in this sense, but I wouldn't expect you to overstand that. You make it seem like women are sleazy. Open their legs to anyone who they think is a gentleman. Boy, bye. That's not realistic. But I don't have to repeat myself. Just delete you. Boy, she's real disrespectful. Didn't want to have to say the B word, but this is a bitch.
Who's that?
Some Mayotte bitch. This is the mentality of you fucking people. You know? Y'all sit there and, you know, you can't just keep your mouth shut.
They use the word overstand. They definitely one of York's followers.
I just called her a sorry-ass bitch. And I mean what I say and say what I mean. This is just 13 minutes ago she said all this shit. There's a little post thing I have here. It says, being a gentleman doesn't make you a pussy. It gets you pussy. You know, people just took it all crazy. You know what I mean? In other words, a typical woman don't want no person. I mean, that's not going to make her be with you or give you pussy if you just, you know, an asshole. You know what I mean? And some women take the gentleman shit, you know, like a guy is a pussy, though. You know, like he's soft or some shit. When, you know, it could be just like back in the Nation. Them brothers was real bold men. And, you know, they catered to the sister. They opened doors. They, you know, gave them the utmost respect, you know what I mean? At the same time, when it came to, you know, putting the foot down, the brothers were law. You know, they was the man, not the woman. So some bitches out here, this Mayotte shit, I told these clowns before, you know, they need to go back and research why Mayotte and Egypt and all that shit failed. They dumbasses. Because that's the same failed mentality they have. You know, that's how you know a fool or somebody that's insane is repetition looking for something different. This shit's already been duplicated and everything else. Or people have already have tried to do and be successful what they're trying to do now. And they couldn't do it. But they're going to try to do the same watered-down formula, Mayotte, and getting the same results, failure, slavery. So that's how you kill a damn fool. When there's plenty of them on Facebook, we all know that. You know. That Egypt and tombs and pyramids got their minds all fucked up. They don't know their ass from their brain.
Nope.
That's how confusing that shit is. The devil made sure they confused. And they can't build shit. They can't build a pyramid. Dr. York couldn't do nothing with that, you know, crazy ass Egyptology information. He tried to, you know, have a little community of pyramids and stuff.
That shit was an amusement park.
It looked like one.
That's them all it was.
Ran his ass out, boy. They ran him out of Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
I knew everybody knew they was eventually. Them white boys.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You know. Because them white boys got wind of what he was pulling down there, you know. They've been watching his ass anyway since New York. You know?